It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me is Robin Witten, the founder and editor of Audiophile, and she's here to give us her pick of the day for what audiobook we should be listening to. Hey, how are you, Robin?
Hi, Joe. I'm excited about today's pick, which is Wildfire by Anne Cleves and read by Kenny Blythe. This is my kind of mystery because it is part of the Shetland series. And maybe you've seen the Shetland series on BBC television. That's how I got actually into the books, because I'd seen the miniseries and then discovered that the audiobooks offer something even more exciting. So this is set in the Shetland Islands.
And that's in the Scottish countryside?
It's a set of islands, actually, fairly far north in Scotland, and it is so remote and beautiful. I mean, you listen to these wonderful descriptions of the wild winds and the bleakness and the great beauty of it. And in this series, Jimmy Perez is the detective inspector, and who features in all of them. This is a mystery about a nanny who's murdered. But what is so interesting to me is that if you watch either the series or listen to the books, you find out how gossipy and how small the islands are and how fast news can travel. And I guess that everybody knows everybody's business, which is quite fun.
Now, this is book 8 of the series. Could I start here? Is it enough as a standalone, or do I need to go back to book 1 for anything to make sense?
Oh, no. I think you could easily jump in here. And what's fun about, you know, hitting sort of partway through a series, you can often, if there's each one is strong like this one, you can say, oh, I really like this. And then there's more to explore in all of the previous episodes, which is quite great.
Now, you have a clip for us, correct?
I do. And this plays to my comment about how everybody knows everyone's business in the Shetland Islands.
Okay, let's listen.
And she hesitated for a moment before entering. The gate creaked when Helena pushed it open, and the group turned towards her. She knew they'd been talking about her, waiting for her arrival. Suddenly, they morphed in her head into something from a horror film, became more like a pack of hunting dogs than the neighbours she'd thought she knew rather well. They were greedy for gossip, and for a moment she had a picture of them tearing her apart to get it, their heads thrust forward, slavering. She wanted to run, surprised at how frightened she felt. She was a strong, independent woman, successful in her own right, and she shouldn't be feeling like this, numb, mindless, shaking. Shock and a residual pride kept her there facing them. And really, she told herself, what could they do to her?
Kenny Blythe has a gorgeous burr.
Oh, he does. Oh. And what's so, it's so interesting, there's a dialect that is the Shetland pronunciations that are difficult often for Americans. Certainly I had a little trouble in the TV series, but I think Kenny Blythe, he just dispatches these accents with great smoothness and ease, and you always understand what he's saying. It's beautiful.
And you also get the sense of how ominous. I mean, hunting dogs? Geez, I mean, that's creepy.
Well, you'll have to explore this whole series. And this is number 8 in the Shetland series.
You know, it actually sounds like a really fun thing to begin to do as I put my fall garden in.
Yes, be great listening. So we've been talking today about Wildfire by Anne Cleves and read by Kenny Blythe.
And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, thank you, Robin.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Joe.
Thank you. This has been Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. That was Robin Witten. She's the founder and editor of Audiophile Magazine.